We are going to continue the hour by highlighting the great local organizations here in our community and the work they do. Love doing this on the air. And thanks to Crave Kava Bar and Tea Lounge, your friendly ethnobotanical specialist in Carrboro. They have been sponsoring a series of these interviews where we can throw the spotlight on great organizations. Today, we are talking porch, and I'm joined by four special guests here in the studio, Susan Romaine and Christine Cotton. If you listen to this show, you know them well. They are the directors and co-founders of Porch. We are also joined by Sydney Runkel and Norman Shea. Sydney's from Chapel Hill High School. Norman's from East Chapel Hill High School, and they lead the Porch clubs at those two schools. Porch is an all-volunteer grassroots hunger relief organization. They collect food and cash donations with monthly neighborhood food drives, leave food out on the porch, and they come and pick them up, and they distribute food to hundreds of families in our community. So Sydney, Norman, Susan, Christine, thank you all so much for being with us in the studio today.
Thank you.
That was perfect.
Thank you. So Susan and Christine, let me start with you. Tell us about the history of Porch. The two of you started it. You're two of three co-founders. How did it all get started?
Thank you, Aaron. We're just delighted to be here today. And the timing of our interview couldn't be better because next month, Porch celebrates our 10th anniversary as a volunteer-driven, neighborhood-based local hunger relief effort. So in October of 2009, Christine, Debbie Horwitz and I reached out to a few of our friends in Lake Hogan Farms, and we invited them to leave a few cans of tuna out on their porch. On a designated day, we would come by and pick up the cans of tuna and schlep them down to a local hunger relief organization downtown. And this first attempt at our neighborhood food drive, we collected 230 cans of tuna.
Nice.
And effortlessly. It just
Why
was very
tuna?
Tuna because we were working with one particular organization, and that's what they had a shortage of, and we're just very practical people.
Okay.
So the next month,
what did they say when you walked in with 230 cans of tuna? Like, we were hoping for 10.
Yeah, they were most appreciative. That's about what we thought we were going to collect.
Yeah, right?
Too.
Yeah.
So the fact that
that's
we had
incredible.
230 we decided, wow, with this kind of success, and success so easily, we decided the next month, let's reach out to a few more friends mm-hmm. and see if we can collect a few more cans of tuna, and sure enough, we did. So if we fast forward one decade, here we are today, Aaron, and we've now provided $2.4 million in hunger relief for the Chapel Hill Carrboro community, and this hunger relief has been provided through our public schools, it's provided through pantries that are hosted in community centers and faith-based organizations at Department of Social Services, at UNC Hospital. And also a growing part of our hunger relief is our fresh food program, which now is providing a week's worth of, we provide a week's worth of fresh food to 430 at-risk families in the community. So I think it's you know, to sum it all up, I think it's just a great example of offering really simple ways for people to help. And together, we as a community can really accomplish some big things together.
And it's a significant issue in our community. And we always talk about the fact that Orange County is one of the more affluent communities in North Carolina. Hunger and food insecurity is a significant problem here. What do we know about the extent of it?
Mm-hmm. About 15% of adults in Orange County are at risk of hunger, and about 20% of kids are at risk of hunger.
Mm-hmm.
So fortunately, we have free or reduced price meals in the schools that are addressing some of the childhood hunger issues, as well as some other partner organizations in the community. But still, even with this, there are so many families, so many kids that slip through the cracks. And so the work for hunger relief organizations is ongoing.
How are you able to see the difference being made from Porch?
Well, at Porch, we're very lucky because we do see in our 450 families that we serve mm-hmm. that we do provide them with a week's worth of groceries. We also provide through our Food for Schools program. We're helping out families, actually students within our schools, and through the Food for Pantries with the pantries that we serve, we see that they are able to serve more families in the community.
Mm-hmm. How can people get involved? I know there's a whole bunch of different ways. You can donate. You can actually donate foods. You're still collecting the bags on the porches. What can people do to get involved with it?
What we are always asking for people to do is to become a neighborhood coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is reach out to those around you in your community, in your neighborhood, and help us on a monthly basis with our neighborhood food drives. A neighborhood could be your house and the house next to you. It could be your entire block. It could be your entire, you know, community where you live. But that's really what we're asking folks to do.
Awesome.
And that's so important, Aaron, because that really is the essence of what Porch is all about. We are a neighborhood-based organization, and as we can get more neighborhoods participating in this very, very simple form of hunger relief, we can not only get the food donations, but also cash donations that support our fresh food program.
Yeah. Any events coming up that people want to know about? 10th anniversary, obviously.
10th anniversary.
Yeah.
Well, we're very proud of our Porch Clubs that are kicking off this month. This is something that's happening in the schools. And on a larger scale, we are to celebrate our 10th anniversary. We're having a porch conference actually in Durham. We will be bringing in all of the porch communities across North Carolina to bring everyone together to do some learnings from what everyone else has learned and figure out how we could branch out further and bring our model across North Carolina and beyond.
How many different porch communities are there in the state?
We have 18 different porch communities now, majority in North Carolina, but there are 3 in Ohio, thanks
to
Facebook.
That's great. How does it feel to you to have this organization that started in a kitchen around a dining room table, right? Like now it's a multi-state effort.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fact that we're able to have a model that empowers other people to help their neighbors is what, to me, is the greatest thing that we can do, is we're helping so many more people help so many more people.
I think it's also an example of living in a community where this is an extraordinarily generous, caring community that wants to make sure that everybody in the community has enough food to eat, has a roof over their head. So I think it's a real reflection of the progressive, generous, caring community in which we live.
ChapelHill.PorchCommunities.org is the website to find out more about Porch. We're speaking with Susan Romaine and Christine Cotton. We've also got Sydney and Norman in here from the Porch Clubs, as Christine mentioned, at Chapel Hill High and East Chapel Hill High, respectively. So how did you get involved with Porch in the first place? And tell us about the Porch Clubs. What are you going to do?
Yeah, Sydney? So I first got involved in Porch by going to volunteer at the monthly food sorts, where we would sort all the non-perishable goods that Porch takes in every month. And then I became a neighborhood coordinator myself, so I was contributing to that non-perishable goods stash of foods each month. And then when I got to high school, I started participating in the Porch Club, which we do lots of things. So we make cards, holiday cards, for people during the holidays, and then we also make holiday cookies that we put in with the non-perishable bags. And then our most recent thing is we've started coordinating benefit nights with local businesses, and I think that's a great way to get involved. It's
awesome.
Just to go support a local business and Porch at the same time.
How old were you when you became a neighborhood coordinator?
I was 14.
Wow, that's awesome. Norman, how about you? How did you get started?
I volunteered at the food sorts over the summer, and so I found out about Porch through a bit of searching, and then I heard about the need for a Porch Club at East, so I decided to take it upon myself and start one.
Awesome.
Year.
How many people are in it so far?
We've had 80 people join this year.
Wow. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney, how many people at Chapel Hill?
We actually just had our club day today. We have about 100 people sign up.
That's awesome. How big is that compared to, like, other clubs at East and Chapel Hill? Like, I remember when I went to high school, if we had 10, that was huge.
Yeah, it's pretty large. I mean, some of the other clubs are getting 10 to 15 people that sign up. And, I think people are really motivated by hunger relief.
Awesome.
Yeah, at our school, I guess it's, like, about average, like a medium-sized club.
Yeah. So Sydney mentioned what they were doing at Chapel Hill. What are you planning to do at East?
So I started Porch Club with Ava Thorlin, a fellow student at East. And so we plan on doing benefit nights as well, and making holiday cards for Porch's Food for Family program.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Talking about Porch, the Porch Clubs at various high schools across the community. ChapelHill.PorchCommunities.org is the website to find out more. We got to wrap up, but tell us about the future of the program. What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to, I think Sydney and Norman are the future of the program.
Yeah, right.
Engaging more and more young people in the community. And they're an example of high school age kids who are extraordinarily responsible and care very passionately about hunger relief. And here they are serving as neighborhood coordinators and really engaging and empowering their neighbors to get involved in this effort. So we're looking for ways to engage more and more young people, young families, to organize these monthly neighborhood food drives.
Awesome. And again, chapelhill.porchcommunities.org for more information about Porch. And you can get a bunch of different ways on that website that you can get involved if you want to help this great organization. Susan, Christine, Sydney, Norman, thank you all so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
And thanks to Crave Kava Bar for making this interview possible. Kava's been building and celebrating community for centuries, and they are happy to continue that tradition in the Chapelboro area. Visit cravekava.com for more info.